Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I think they're running out of letter combinations for the drugs. There's one drug I see advertised all the time called Xeljanz. X-E-L-J-A-N-Z. Xeljanz. First of all, that is one hell of a Scrabble rack right there. Come on, you got your X, your J, and your Z. Drop that on a triple word score, game over. I don't know what Xeljanz does, I just know I will never take it. I refuse to take a drug that sounds like a character from like a 50s science fiction movie. Like, greetings, humans, I am Xeljanz. Servant to Space Lord Xanax. We have come to your planet to teach your people about moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis. Really rolled that R there, did you hear that? Rheumatoid. Thank you, Tisch School of the Arts, worth every penny. I guess that means I will have to embrace wellness. I don't know if you're familiar with that term, wellness. It is a medical term that means a bullshit. Talking about natural remedies, your melatonin, fish oil, echinacea. I am skeptical of wellness culture, okay? There has to be a reason when you walk into CVS that the wellness products have a section that is separate from where the actual medicine is kept. Like, it's actually perfect that they call it wellness. Say, hey, does this stuff work? Well. It's like, wellness. Anyway, let us pray. Anyway, CBD oil, that seems to be the one that everyone loves in 2020. 2 years ago, I had never even heard of CBD oil. I had to ask a friend of mine, and she was like, oh my God, CBD oil is so amazing. It has all the positive health benefits of marijuana, but you don't get high. I was like, wow, that is amazing. Hey, apropos of nothing, I know of something with all the positive health benefits of CBD oil, but you get high, so. Clearly, this is a tomato-tomato type deal. I always sort of assumed that was marijuana's primary selling point, the getting high part. Like, what is the sales pitch for CBD? It's like, all right, you're gonna feel compelled to eat an entire Costco-sized bag of Doritos, but wait for it, get this, you're stuck with the same shitty thoughts. No, thank you. And I'm not trying to imply that smoking pot makes you cool. Like, maybe once upon a time it made you a rebel. In 2020, it's just another thing to get through the day. Like, I think of marijuana as being a natural substance that allows you to temporarily ignore the wreckage that is your life so that you can properly focus on house hunters. And I don't think I'm gonna get that sensation from the odules of weed. People say that you should give it to pets. Have you ever heard that? Like, if you have, like, an anxious dog, you should give your dog CBD. Okay. I just had no idea that that kid in my high school who used to blow pot smoke in his dog's face was, like, a veterinary trailblazer. Like, I always thought he was a jackass. Turns out he was ahead of the curve, so way to go, Keith.
Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.